When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, Derek here. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Xbox Game Passengers. I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up that my audio in this episode leaves a little bit to be desired. My co-host John sounds fantastic and I sound a little bit crunchy, a little bit lo-fi, and I'm not too sure what happened. I've since upgraded my setup and hopefully right now and in following episodes I'll sound a lot clearer. So thank you for bearing with me and I hope that you still enjoy the show. Thanks again for joining us. It really means a lot to me.
I mean, within minutes, I was taking pictures of poop.
Welcome back to Xbox Game Passengers. This is the show where each episode, myself and a guest will break down and chat about a single game available on Microsoft's Game Pass service, which was chosen for us completely at random. Whether it's a magical or a horrible experience, we'll force ourselves through it, share our thoughts, and let you know whether or not it's worth your time. At the end of the episode, we'll randomly pick a game for the next show, too. Last week, Matt Kelly of the Playing with Squirrels podcast joined me to play What Remains of Edith Finch. It was a great conversation, so if you missed out on it, definitely go back and listen to it. At the end of that episode, the game for this week was selected, and it's called The Hunter Call of the Wild. With me this week, my good friend, and I don't think we've ever been on a podcast together either, but my good friend John is joining me. And how are you today, John?
Awesome. And yes, no, we have never done a podcast, surprisingly.
No, it's crazy, because I've been doing podcasts now for years.
Yep.
I don't know why it never happened.
It's mind-blowing. But here we are.
I'm glad you're. I'm glad you're here now. And I'm really interested to hear what you thought of this game.
I'm interested to hear what you thought about this game.
For those that don't know much about this podcast, if it is your first time, it started just a few episodes ago. I'm a huge fan of Microsoft's Game Pass service. Just the fact that you can just pay this little amount and experience so many different games. And there's so many cool experiences that I have had with Game Pass, with games that I never would have given a second look to otherwise. So the idea around this podcast is kind of taking the control away from myself, you know, hitting a button and it telling me what game to play, what kind of experiences are out there. And we've had some interesting ones so far, and this week has certainly been an interesting one too. John, could you give us a little bit of info about what The Hunter Call of the Wild is all about?
Awesome. So the synopsis for The Hunter Call of the Wild. So it offers the most immersive hunting experience ever created. Step into a beautiful open world teeming with life, from majestic deer and awe-inspiring bison down to the countless birds, critters, and insects of the wilderness. Experience complex animal behavior, dynamic weather events, full day and night cycles, simulated ballistics, highly realistic acoustics, sense carried by a completely revamped wind system, and much more. All systems work together to increase immersion and bring out the hunter in you.
So this is episode 4, and of the 4 episodes, this is the third one based on a real life thing. So we played Disneyland Adventures. We played MotoGP 17. We were 0-2 with fun games at this point. Just initial, like, did you watch the trailer for this game, right?
Yeah, so when you sent me the name, I watched the trailer, and it looked pretty dramatic. And,
it looked so dramatic. It was like...
It was fucking, fantastic like, looking.
Oh, yeah. It was like this like Sam Elliott voice. Yeah, did you watch A Star Is Born?
No.
No, okay, never mind. just this like deep, insanely gravelly voice that is like telling you about how, like, just how impactful hunting can be. And it was like, it was beautiful. Like, I was like, I'm so excited for this game just based on this trailer.
Well, it looked amazing. The graphics and lighting, everything about it looked, and it looked relaxing. I was stoked about that.
What were your first few minutes like when you actually started it up?
I mean, within minutes, I was taking pictures of poop.
you were taking pictures of poop?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that was part of the main mechanic that I could figure out anyways.
Why
this game has a lot of poop in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's a real shitty game.
So is that your initial thought?
No, not at all. Actually, I thought I was going like, cause the main menu comes up and it's like the most epic music on any title screen of any game ever. Like, I feel like it was like, I was going to go into like some Final Fantasy world or Jurassic Park or something like that. Yeah. It was just unbelievably, like, it's so contrasting to when you actually get in the game and it's like, here's a giant forest, like go find the two deer that exist in it. Like,
it's so funny that you say that, because I even, when I was playing, I was like, took special note of like, wow, this music is epic. Like, this is going to be next level. And then there was absolutely no music during the game.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I even noted to myself, this game is going to, it sounds like it's going to have a great soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't have it much of anything at all.
That's, they put the whole soundtrack budget went into the main
into
title
the menu.
Screen. Yes. Yeah. that said, like, sound wise, I did also know, like, the soundscape of the game is amazing. Like, it's one of those, like, it sounds like you're in a forest. And did you play with headphones on at all? Because I was playing with headphones on and it just like sounded so real. Like, it was like when you know how you have those like white noise apps and you can simulate like rainfall or like a forest. Like, it sounded like they just pulled audio from one of those into the game itself.
It's funny you say that, because I thought the sound was really good, but at times I found the audio pretty poorly balanced. And I wasn't using headphones. I was using a Bose soundbar.
Okay.
But at times, the animal I was tracking or something like that would be far louder than I would. Like, I'm like, is this animal literally
totally
right next to me? And yeah. I don't know if maybe that's done deliberately so that you can.
It's so confusing, though.
Yeah, well, like, I there's so many times I'm like, it has to be right on.
Yeah, because it doesn't really have like spatial audio. Like, it didn't seem like. Mm-hmm. Like, that drastically the audio for, say, footsteps changed, whether it was quite far away or it was quite close.
Exactly. So
there was times when I'm like, it sounds like something's like in my ear and I'm spinning around trying to find it. It's nowhere in sight.
Yeah, I found exactly the same thing. The sound, it was almost more confusing than it was helpful in terms of finding the animal.
Yeah.
So I found that weird. That you're right, though. The soundscape of the weather and the forest and everything was really awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, I graphics, sound, that was all phenomenal. What did you think of the actual game within 5 minutes? You asked me, what were you doing?
Within the first few minutes, I was totally into it, because it kind of, I thought I was really excited right away. And then that excitement kind of tapered off when I figured out how hard hunting is. Speaking of that, like, hunting wise, have you ever hunted before?
Like, no.
What is your thoughts on hunting in general?
No, I'm not a hunter. I think hunting is a weird pastime. Mm-hmm. I mean, if not more evident to me after playing the game, it's a weird thing to do. I mean, you're walking around often alone and you're killing animals, and that it's a weird hobby to me. And some people are obviously super obsessed, which is why games like this
totally
exist.
Yeah.
And it was interesting coming in this game not being a hunter of any kind. I'm sure if you were someone that was a hunter, it would be a completely different opinion. Mm-hmm. But no, I think it's weird. And so coming into it, that was obviously something I had on my mind. I was like, okay, cool. We're going to see what hunting's all about. And I've only confirmed my suspicions that it's a very weird thing to spend your time doing.
Yeah. Like, so the game opens and it kind of seems pretty cool at first, because you have like a cell phone and it kind of gives you little missions. And so it's not just like you're in this world and you're just wandering around. Like,
that part surprised me.
I thought that was really neat, like, that it gave you an objective to start.
Yeah, the fact that they have this narrator who's kind of, you know, through the cell phone dynamic, kind of like Grand Theft Auto, which is hilarious to me.
Totally, yeah.
You know, was great. And I liked that. And how long was it before your narrator said that there was someone suffering from PTSD in your area? And
it was pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah. I that caught me off guard. I'm like, oh my gosh, this has gotten extra dramatic all of a sudden.
And then so like, it very quickly is like, you know, oh, like, try to go hunt something, like just shoot a deer or something like that. Interestingly enough, you're in this giant map, hunting licenses don't exist. You see something, you can shoot it and not have any repercussions, which I thought was pretty interesting. And I don't think realistic at all.
No.
Cause I believe you have to be like, I'm hunting this very specific thing. And if I even pretend to shoot anything else, I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah.
But not in this game. There's no jail as far as I could see.
This is the hunter's paradise.
This is the Hunter's Paradise. Yeah, yeah. It's but yeah, so it you very quickly get tasked with just, hey, go shoot a deer, and it very nicely puts one basically right in front of you to start. So you get your, like, I got my first kill within probably like 3 or 4 minutes.
I did not find that.
And it even like what's that?
I did not find that.
Oh, really?
I mean, I maybe got sidetracked sooner than I was supposed to.
So there are like 5 different gigantic maps that are set somewhere else, like somewhere around the world. Like there's one in Europe. There's one that's like Pacific Northwest. And then there are 3 others that I didn't look too far into because they are actual DLC that you can purchase. But they are, I was surprised at how massive they were. But which one did you start with?
I just played Pacific Northwest the whole time.
Okay, yeah, that's where I started too. And I feel like from like your starting area, there's like a giant, there's a big hill, and at the bottom of that hill was a deer. And I shot that deer, and it was the one deer, like one thing I didn't really realize is that like when you shoot an animal, they don't just die right away and they like run away from you forever. And this one though, this one crumpled, it died right away. And then, so you go up to it and you know, you're feeling all good about yourself, 'cause you just like from far away shot this innocent little creature that had no idea what was happening. So you're feeling all good about yourself. You go up to it. It's super fucking cool, 'cause it like brings up this menu and it gives you so much information about what you just did, like how far away the shot was, if you'd been tracking the animal, how long you'd been tracking it for. You even see like an x-ray version of the animal and where your bullet went in and what pieces of the animal it like affected. I thought that was super cool. Like, so, the gender, the weight, the a rating for the quality of the trophy and everything like that. And you can also choose if you have the money. And I think after you hunt for a long time, you can buy like a trophy room. And then so you can taxidermize the animals and put them in your trophy room. But if not, they just disappear and you get money for them, which is probably how it works in real life too.
Yes.
Your starting was different, you said?
I just didn't find an animal for a while, but I got distracted, I think, probably more by the environment. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you talk about when you kill an animal. I think one thing that surprised me was the fact that it wasn't very graphic at all when they actually die.
This is true. Yeah. Like in something like Red Dead Redemption, yes, for instance, where you see yourself like skinning the animal and then you have this like muscly mass that you throw on the back of your horse.
Yes, exactly.
Very different here.
And that surprised me, because if anyone's going to be completely fine with the graphicness of a hunting game, it's hunters, because they're the ones literally performing that skinning action and seeing the grotesqueness of this. And I would have thought that they actually would have preferred that.
That's
so
true.
That surprised me. And, you know, you bring up a good point. How much did this game remind you of Red Dead Redemption 2?
How much of the game reminded me? It does. I don't know if it did a lot aside from I thought about it in that moment, and that you're exploring the wilderness, and it is quite a pretty game actually. Like for instance, the last real world game we played a few weeks ago, MotoGP 2017, it looked like shit. It looked like it was just thrown together to be like, people that like motorbikes will buy this game and that's all we care about. This game actually feels like the people that developed it, like, they obviously are very passionate about this, and it looks great and it sounds great. Like, I was quite impressed with a lot of the technical aspects of the game.
Well, I found it very similar to Red Dead Redemption 2 in isolation with the hunting aspect.
Okay. I have not spent a lot of time hunting in Red Dead 2.
It's very similar. Like, it's not quite, I don't believe they take wind and scent into account. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but the way tracking, and then of course, killing, it was all very, very similar.
Okay. Yeah.
And then of course I found the environment reminded me a lot of Red Dead Redemption. You know, if you're walking across a train trellis or sort of in that environment, it just
true,
reminded
yeah.
me a lot of that. Except it was basic, you know, without all the awesome stuff of Red Dead Redemption. So
with all of the stuff to do.
The stuff to keep you actually entertained seemed to be missing. Because even Red Dead Redemption takes it to another level, and you know, after you catch the animals, you can actually cook them and
that's
you know,
true. They don't just disappear.
And there seemed to be a sleep mechanic in this game, but it never seemed to be required.
No, I think it doesn't seem like you get tired or anything. I think it's just the only purpose I could gather from it is that I assume if your health was running low, which I never did anything or got attacked by anything, so I never actually got to experience having lower health.
I kept hoping I would get attacked.
Yeah, I think it increases your health, and I think that it just gives you the power to hunt in the daytime or the nighttime.
Did you find that the time in the game passed quite slowly?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And there would be times, and it's interesting because there would be times where I'd be like, oh, it's turning to night now, because it would start to get all shadowy. Yeah. And then a moment later, it'd be sunny again. I was like, oh, no, it's just a cloud. Like,
oh, well, that you bring up a good point, because I found the weather kind of weird.
I found it. The weather was like, whereas the day and night cycle felt like it felt like a long time, which I guess in a like I think this game is very much a simulation. And I think that it as
it's
part
going
of
for
that,
realism.
Yeah. And as part of that, a day night cycle should be fairly long. But weather cycles, it was like, oh, it's raining for 30 seconds.
Yes, I found exactly the same thing.
But the rain, like the rain and stuff sounded and looked pretty cool, actually.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And
great.
I love even as you're crawling around, like the way the grass and certain plants will kind of flatten and stuff like that. And
I first noticed the day cycle when I got a mission to do something at night,
and then night never came.
I'm just like, okay, I'll just keep doing my hunting thing until nighttime, and literally 45 minutes later I'm like, it is still daytime,
and that is where you would go to sleep.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I guess you know, correcting what I said earlier, that the one sleep mechanic allows you to wake up at a specific time.
It's interesting because it's like talking about it, like I really liked so many aspects of this game, and I was quite impressed with this game. I never want to play this game again.
Neither do I. It was so
neat, and it felt very realistic, but it just was like hunting is fucking boring.
Yeah.
And
it's a very slow game. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing I came up against the most, and maybe the same for you, but you have to have immense patience.
Totally.
And
yeah.
If you even try to go slightly faster what you should, you're just undoing.
The area is clear. The whole area clears out.
You may undo 45 minutes of work.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the game, it's got a pretty small, like a pretty limited heads up display, I think, just because it tries to keep you in the environment as much as possible. But there are a couple areas of the screen, like in the bottom right, it shows you like your health and how like well camouflaged you are, I think, and also how much there's like a sound meter, so there's like how much noise you're making, and so it's like a little speaker icon, and the faster you're moving or the more that you're doing, the higher that fills up. So it gives you just a visual cue as to how easy it would be for an animal to hear you. But it seemed like, it seemed like even if I was like kneeling on the ground and walking slowly, like how much sound, there's no gauge as to how much sound is too much sound.
No, it seemed that, and it always seemed like you were making a ton of noise.
Yeah. Like it seems to be quite full, even when you're kneeling and walking, like,
or even completely prone, like, you know, as low as you can.
Oh, I never did that because it was too slow.
Well, that's just it, though. And then, you might have to spend a good 20 minutes prone, creeping.
And if I'm prone, I can't see the fucking animals because now I look down my sight. It's full of grass.
Grass. Yeah. Yeah. Grass.
What is that?
Well, that's just it. It became like the whole time I played, I felt like I was just trying to learn the mechanics of hiding.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was only like halfway through my playtime where I was actually became aware of like how much being in like the smallest amount of brush made a difference.
Yes. Yes.
Like immensely.
Yeah.
But the sound thing I never quite got. I kept wondering is this an item that I can buy later on or something that's going to make me quieter? Because I'm just hella noisy. Right.
Well,
now.
And I bet that brings up a good thing that I want to talk about in like the game. There's so many different mechanics to it, and it's like there is even an action game or in a like an RPG or something. There's actually like a skills tree that you can go into, and like as you find and shoot animals, your character's level goes up, and so there's like different perks that you can unlock that like help you more easily locate animal tracks or give you more health or increase your endurance, which like your endurance, because when you're running around, for instance, if you then say see something and look down your sights because you've just been running, you're like tired, and so your hand is more shaky, for instance. But I did see, for instance, abilities that would make yourself walk quieter, or even like reduce falling damage. I don't feel like I ever actually got any falling damage, even though I fell off some stuff. But there was so much. And then you can even like, it seemed like there was different, like, cause there's a shop when you go to like the base camp places, which you can unlock. The map's again, huge. And it's something where like at one point I had first time I got a quad, because you can like summon a quad at the camp, like an all-terrain vehicle. You can also, there's several different camps and you can fast travel all to the different ones, which is nice because the map, again, is huge and takes a very, very long time to get across. The first time I grabbed an ATV to go somewhere that looked, it was like two and a half kilometers away from where my current location was. Within about 10 seconds, I had crashed into some water and it was on fire and I couldn't do it anymore. And then it took about 40 minutes to like walk to the place that I was trying to go. And then I realized later that you can, I thought you had to be at a camp to fast travel. You can fast travel to a camp from wherever you are. So what I should have done is travel back and grab another ATV at that point. But yeah,
it was also annoyingly long before I figured that out.
Yeah. Nothing in this game is really obvious. Like in the bottom, you get a compass as well that shows you like what direction you're going. There's like a green cone there too. Even to this point, this conversation, I assume that that cone is the way the wind was traveling, but there's
it's your scent. So, you know, you want that obviously going the opposite way of
right,
you're facing.
Right. Yeah. So you said you also had a very hard time finding things. Like how long would you go
without seeing anything?
Without seeing things.
Oh, a long time. probably 20 to 30 minutes at the longest point where you're just literally walking around. But again, it's a game. I think I was probably just being too noisy. Mm-hmm. And if I had just been more patient, I would have seen more. I at one point debated just sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
Totally. But then why are you playing? Yeah, that was my thing too. Like you can build.
Why do people hunt?
That's true. You can literally just order food.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I have to say is because the game was so beautiful, there was numerous times where I was like, you know what? If I was really out in the wilderness right now,
you wouldn't be thinking about how bored you are.
No, yeah. I would be like, this is great. This is beautiful. You know, there was quite a few times where, you know, the sun was coming up and I was near some water and it looked really beautiful and there were some ducks. And I was just thinking to myself, you know what? If this was real life, I would be pretty stoked right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And also,
so they need to make a VR version, is what you're saying.
Well, honestly, if that game was VR, I think it would dramatically improve the replayability.
Yeah, that's true.
But that being said, like there was so many times where I also thought, you know what? If this was real life, I'd be freaked out of my mind right now.
Totally. Yeah. Like when you hear a bear calling at you, but then you can't ever see it.
No, you can't ever.
Did you end up fighting? Like I ended up killing a bear.
Yep.
I tracked it for some time. The tracking system actually is quite interesting in that. So you kind of see a track on the ground, or poop or whatever. And you mostly can go up to it and examine it and it'll kind of give you a little cone of what direction the animal is traveling in. And then, so you kind of walk in that direction, you'll see another track. And so you can kind of track the same animal for a period of time. I found what kept happening to me is I would shoot something. It was a vicious cycle for like 10 to 20 minutes each time. I would shoot something, it would be shot, but it wouldn't die and it would run away. And then, so you can start following the blood trail and then it just seemed like the trail would go dry and then I would just give up and then start the whole process over again. And that happened over and over and over and over again.
And I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to do this, but there was a couple times I shot an animal point blank.
Oh, in the face.
Fucking
in the face. Yeah.
In the freaking, like,
and it ran away.
It ran away. Like, I'm like, dude, you know what? You'd be down on the ground. There's no way. I shot your fucking eyes off.
And then you go into the, like, because then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go track it because it's got to be just like in 5 seconds, it'll be dead. Because, yeah, I shot it. So, because at one point, I did decide to just wait. And I, because you can, there's random spots where you can build like these hunting structures that get you off the ground.
Yep.
You go up in there, all the really the only thing you can do is wait for something to literally walk by you. Like, which can take forever. Because again, those maps are giant. It feels like there's two deer in the whole thing. Yeah. You have these animal calls and it looks like this stupid little kid's toy. And then you tilt it and it makes this like, whoa, and it's just this horrible noise. Why are animals so dumb that horrible noise can, like, it doesn't influence their doesn't behavior. Really sound like a deer. The deer that I would actually hear make sounds sounded very different from this little thing. Also, how loud could it possibly be? Because I've been searching this area. There's clearly no animals in it. And now I like turn this thing, and then 5 minutes later, not actually 5 minutes later, but quite a ways later.
10 or 20 minutes later.
10 or 20 minutes later, I'm tipping this thing every 5 seconds, making this like noise. And then something kind of walks by. Or walks literally right up to it. And this is the one I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a deer. I haven't seen a deer in an hour. Also, in the when I was in this thing, this was a time when I was really wishing that the Xbox still had the snap functionality. Do you know what that is?
No.
So you used to, like, in the early Xbox One days, because you were, you know, they were really marketing it as like a media device, and you would put your TV through there and everything like that. If you're playing a game, you could also like snap something out. It was basically like multitasking. So you would have the game in one area. You could also have TV or like a guide for the game or, or a number of other things going on. This game, I wish I could snap something else, because I'm in this, like, I'm just hitting the right trigger every 2 minutes to make this deer noise, looking at my phone, because if an animal is in a mile range, I'll hear it like it's right next to me. In any case, one finally comes. I shoot it literally in the face. It runs away. I go.
How far was it away?
It was probably 7 feet. Because it came right, and because the sound of the animals doesn't seem very directional. I'm spinning around trying to see where it's coming from, and then there it is right in front of me, and shoot it right in the face. It runs away. I go up to the blood spatter, and when you examine it, it can kind of tell you how much the animal's bleeding, because if it's bleeding a lot, it's going to be very, very close. It's going to die very, very soon. Very low bleeding rate. Yeah. I follow it for what seems like forever before I finally found it. The x-ray shows that I shot it in the face. I don't know how animals work, apparently, but I think that if you get shot in the face,
it was almost a bug. I mean, honestly, because you don't take a bullet like that to the face and just run away. Mm-hmm. Now, did you pick up on any other bugs?
Not that I can think of.
I had two instances of finding stuck animals, like running.
Oh, really?
So
I wish I found some stuck animals.
Yeah, one was a bear.
Yeah.
And he was just running against a tree.
Yeah.
Just like his life depended on it, because it did. And I came up right behind him and I shot him. And guess what he did?
He ran away. Then he got unstuck.
Yeah. And he ran away. And so I didn't even get him. So
did you get to track him afterwards?
For a little while, but I probably lost him.
Yeah.
I did actually kill one bear legitimately. Which was pretty awesome. It's probably my favorite moment of the game. And I guess that's why hunters like hunting, because you seem to work for literally hours for this little bit of payoff.
That's true. That payoff must feel huge when it's like, I've been out here since 6 in the morning and it's 4 in the afternoon and I've not done anything.
And, you know, that was cool. That was awesome. But I had literally been tracking this bear for like an hour. I even got an achievement for it. Like, it literally, I forget what it was called, but it was like persistent something. And I'm just like, yeah, well, I mean, I can't seem to find this guy. It was like almost an hour just tracking. And I don't know if you noticed or picked up on it, but like, if you looked at the poop and the tracks, it would give little indications that would kind of give you clues as to how far away you were.
I noticed like the poop would say like very old or fresh, or even like just now, if it had like literally just happened.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Any of those times that you got just now, did you see the animal?
No.
Exactly. I'm like, if it says just now, I should be literally within.
Like, just now is like, it is pooping still.
It's very warm.
No, that's true. I didn't. I feel like at those moments, I feel like it exists more to tell you that, like, just keep going a little further and you'll find it. Like, don't give up yet.
But you should.
Yeah. You probably should. How did you ride around on the ATV much?
No, I never even knew there was an ATV until you mentioned it.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
No, I walked the whole freaking game.
Oh my God. How?
Well, it was very long.
How did you not just like stop after 5 minutes? Because you had to.
Because I had to play the game for this podcast. That's exactly right. And I was praying that when you were playing, you were as bored as I was.
No, because I was on an ATV.
Yeah.
Well, that would have made it more entertaining. I crashed it very quickly. But then it's like, the driving mechanics aren't the smoothest, so it just like seems to turn really awkwardly. And I don't know if there's a, like, there'd be times when I would literally hit something so hard and I'd be like, you should have flown off. Like,
here's a question. Yeah. Could you see your character when you were on the quad?
Yeah, it goes into third person. There's first person and third person.
Because I was like,
What is it? Because at the start you choose your character looks like. Yeah, that's true.
But yet you never see the character. At least I didn't think so.
Yeah, it's so you can see it when you're on the quad. But yeah, the quad makes things go by much more quickly. But
isn't that just going to be so loud? I was going to say
you can be damn sure. Like, I'm in a quad over to this area. There's no animals left in that area because they heard your quad. Like, I don't know what you're going there for at this point. Like, so I got to the point where I would like. And what I started doing once I realized that you could fast travel back to like one of the camp areas is like once I fucked up and like tried to shoot something very clearly missed and I would see like just like five animals that didn't exist a second before like running away from the area as I would fast travel somewhere else. Right. Somewhere that I had not just made a lot of noise and I would start the hunt all over again.
Which was basically the whole game. Now, that brings up a good question. Like, what do you think the end game is here? Like, are you just killing and just slightly getting better? And like, how much better? Like, you mentioned that there was one you saw that could make you walk a little quieter.
There's like a huge perk tree, actually. And there's some of them have like multiple levels, like the ones that would make you walk quieter or the ones that would, like, there was one that made tracking easier in that it would make the cone that it gives you, it would make that cone narrower. So you had more precisely go to the next spot. And there was like three levels of some of those, for instance.
Now, let's say, for instance, you managed to get those perks. Mm-hmm. It's not really changing the game, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, when you start, you're a beginner hunter, and so you kind of suck at it. And then as you keep doing it, you get better and better and better, just like you would in real life.
Right, but in terms of an end game, it's the same game. And one thing I kept thinking is, I can't believe people sit down repeatedly to play this game. Because it's just the same thing.
It is the same thing. Well, and that said, I very quickly decided to forgo missions altogether and just try to hunt something. Like, if you continue to do the missions, I wonder how expansive of a storyline there may be. Because that.
Well, how far did you get in the missions?
So I got to. Did you ever move on to the other map?
No. Okay. I figured it was more of the same.
It's more of the same. But I got to one, and it was like you have to. Shoot like find two blacktail deer mm-hmm. at night or something like that.
Yes.
And that at that point I kind of gave up and just was like, whatever I see, I'm gonna try to shoot it. But I wonder, like for instance, because there were, like you mentioned, there's that PTSD guy. I had to go
the tracks, like the humans causing problems.
Yeah. So like there are kind of characters and kind of storylines that exist in the world, and I feel like that made me like that was interesting enough that it made me want to keep playing, but then the gameplay itself was so challenging and slow that it made it like I don't want to learn what's happening here as much as I want to not play this game anymore.
Well, that's it's funny you say that, because it's exactly what I was thinking. Is I kept having this thought, like, well, if these humans are causing problems, how can this game dynamic change in a way that I somehow interact with them, because it's a hunting game. So like
you shoot them.
Exactly. Well,
in this place, remember?
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's what I kept wondering is like, how would that even play out further on in the game?
Right.
But I think I stopped the missions at really about the same time you did. I think I got to I had to find the tracks for the deer. And then I think it was to kill two at night.
Right. Yeah. And there's even like there's little like piece of lore around the area as well. I don't know if there's like these stone structures that have like notes attached to them. I don't know what purpose they have, but it just kind of gave the feeling that
it's literally there just to try and, you know, prevent your boredom. It's the only
thing. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, one thing, because I did watch after I stopped playing, like actually just a couple of hours ago, I watched a couple of videos about the game. Mm-hmm. They're like. The multiplayer looked a little bit fun, actually.
So what's different about it? Is it just multiple hunters more people in the environment?
There's just more people.
So you can accidentally shoot a hunter instead of a deer.
Oh, that I don't know. I don't know if you can shoot another hunter. But it like the video that I watched, like people were, it doesn't look interesting enough that I want to play it. But like you and your hunter buddies, you can like like kind of flank an animal to kind of like bottle it into a certain area. So then that like a third guy can kind of like, it, I think it supports up to 8 people on a map. And so you can just kind of screw off and do whatever you want and just kind of voice chat with each other as you're, you know, sitting in a tree or playing this like relaxing game. But you can also like
just sitting in a tree,
you know, you can also very much work together to like track a certain animal or try to lead it to a certain place. Cause it reacts to each one of you. I thought that was kind of interesting. It looked like fun.
I think you're probably being a bit generous.
I feel like I'm shitting on this game so much, but it was a really well done game and I feel bad for as much.
Yeah. Well, I feel exactly the same. It's a really well done game. Uh-huh. And I just had to keep coming back to the fact that if you're into hunting, this has got to be awesome.
Oh, it's got to be like,
it's got to be
perfect,
right?
Like, yeah. How could that be better?
No, exactly. But if you aren't into hunting, it's just the worst.
I don't know if it's the worst. Like I didn't.
Okay, well, no, I guess not. But that Disneyland game sounds worse. But you know, it was pretty, pretty boring. And did you play it more than once or just all in one sitting?
No, I played it 3 times.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
It was hard to go back to.
Yeah.
Was this recording not coming up, there's no way I'm going back to it. Yes. But I went back because I wanted to try the other map to see how different it was. It was not that different. It was in Europe, so a different place. And so the trees look different. It was different kinds of deer. Not that I know enough about deer that, you know, the call was the same though. Same weird little toy call thing. So like, is it just do all deers talk universally?
Yeah. It's one language.
Just like one. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Now, here I have to ask you, did you have a moment in the game that was like a favorite moment for you where you were like, you got some level of enjoyment out of it?
I can't say that I didn't enjoy any of the time that I had. Like it was an experience. It just wasn't that much fun. But there was like, so the first bear that I killed, and I think I killed 2 bears in my playtime, but the first bear that I killed, like I'm tracking it for so long and it's giving out all these warning calls and stuff like that. I'm like, it's going to attack me. And I was hoping it would attack me because I think that would be really cool. but it never attacked me. But eventually I finally spot it and it's like quite far away and it's like, unfortunately it's not facing me. So I'm like, well, the only option I have is to shoot it in the ass. And so I shoot it in the ass. And by that time I had gotten a perk that, because at the start, it's like you have to reload the next cartridge, you have to like go out of your scope and then it yes. loads up. But I had purchased a perk just moments before that he can reload while you are still zoomed in. And so shot him in the ass, reloads, shot him in the ass again. So I shot him in the ass twice, still didn't die. I wonder, does the opening rifle, does it suck? Is it just a bad gun?
I don't know if it's so much the rifle. I definitely think you can get quite a bit better ammo.
There's lots of different and but it seemed like to even be able to like you can't just be like, okay, well I've got a bunch of money now, so I'm gonna go buy this other gun. You actually have to make enough good kills with your rifle that your rifle score goes up to a certain point that you can like use a different gun.
It's a lot. Like I was looking through the cost of some of the other
weapons, yeah, it's huge.
And you've got to have hours and hours and hours and hours into that game before you get even a second level weapon.
And then I ended up like, this was I think the first time, because prior to that I'm tracking something I just shot, I lose track of the blood and now I give up and I go start the whole thing again. This was the first animal also that I tracked all the way to the point where I did find the body of the animal. So that was pretty cool. I thought that was neat. And then an embarrassing moment that happened is I'm tracking a deer, and I actually recorded this one, so I saved it on my phone because it was just so dumb. Tracking a deer. It's making so much sound, like it's right around me. And it turns out this time it was, and it was like right in front of me, and I just couldn't see it. And then I see it, and I'm like, oh fuck! And I zoom in, and then it literally like it's its face for like half a second, and then it bolts away, and I had wasted half an hour doing that. So,
well, it's funny that you say that's your favorite moment because mine was definitely similar. I was tracking this moose for like, it must have been like 45 minutes. And, you know, I did finally, and it was like one of these like huge antlers. And it was like, you know, And I did finally kill it. And I thought that was pretty cool. It was like pretty rewarding to manage to kill it. And obviously that's the little bit of joy that hunters obviously get when they're hunting.
Well, you know, then there's the whole like the those that hunt for, I mean, if you've eaten like deer and stuff, is delicious.
Yes.
But so that's a joy that you also get. But it, like in the game, we like, I definitely, we didn't get to the point either where you have enough money that you can buy like a trophy property and start filling it with trophies and stuff. Like that might be cool.
Yeah. But it like the
but you
payoff,
have to work so hard to get.
Yeah. The payoff when you work hard to get it was good. But like you said, 90% of the time or more, you're not going to get that payoff and you're going to put 20 or 30 minutes into this animal and you're not going to get it. And I guess that's somewhat realistic too. I mean, they probably, I would think hunters probably miss a lot of the time too, or they don't get it. And so, I mean, we keep coming back to it. The game's super realistic in that, I think, in those regards. One thing that was funny though, is like the scope of the game in terms of the day and how many animals you can kill in one day, I thought was kind of funny. Like I just kept imagining this hunter just walking around the woods and he's just, you know, at the end of the day, he's like, yeah, I killed 15 animals today, which would, you know, in real life would just be hilarious. So, yeah, I got a moose. I got two.
Well, what is the percentage? What is the percentage that a real hunter like comes home with something that day? Like,
yeah, well, probably not. I know one person that hunts and I think that most of the time they go out, they don't get anything. So, but you were right. They go out with a specific animal in mind and, you know, I think that's all they're allowed to do. So, but yeah, I think most of the time they don't have any success with that.
Was there anything else like cool or anything that stood out or anything that you definitely like hated? I found that the guy had good cardio. He could run for a really long time.
Forever.
Was it forever?
I mean, I ran because I didn't have a quad. So there was times where I ran for like 20 minutes. So, and I even had that thought. I'm like, man, this guy can run. Yeah. But I was like, an average human could probably run for 20 minutes.
I don't know if an average human could. And also like it didn't like he could run straight up a hill. No problem.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like this is, it's not like prime running terrain either. Like it's gotta be more strenuous because of the, you don't know what your footing is like and you're going up and down hills and all that sort of thing.
So you said you actually fell off a hill?
I did. It was more like it was, I think it just wasn't high enough. Like he fell, but then the, like it was a little cliffy part, but then like the ground was pretty close and then he kind of just slid down the rest of it. Scaring away any animals that might have been in the area.
Yeah, I kept praying I would get hurt somehow, but never was able to successfully do that.
Yeah, it seemed like sometimes because you would hear these like warning calls from the animals, and sometimes there's a bear, and it's like, ooh, I wonder if the bear is going to come and eat me. But it didn't.
No,
not a lot. Other than that, happened in the number of hours that I played.
I think we've covered it pretty much. I mean, everything we've talked about is the entire game.
It's hard and it's slow, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, unless you have the patience of a saint.
Yeah, which is I've probably often been told that I do. Not enough for this game, though.
No, well, you said you didn't even crawl. Like, you didn't even go
pretty. Oh, no, that was like, well, you can't see, and you're going to go, like, the day-night cycle. It's going to be the next morning, and you've gone, like, half a kilometer. Like.
But if you can't see, the animal can't see you either.
But it doesn't do either of us any good then.
No. Yeah, so other than the things we've covered, it was pretty much...
beautiful game.
It was a beautiful game. Probably the worst game I've played all year, though.
Were you better at it than you were at Cuphead?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you were pretty bad at Cuphead.
That game is hard. Very hard. It's known for being hard.
Yeah.
And you were very... I mean, you were better than me.
Yeah. So. I beat the first level, so...
That is much more than most people could probably accomplish.
That's true. Yeah, I wonder how many people buy that and are like, fuck this, like 5 seconds later.
That game looks amazing. Like, just like the hunting
just
game.
Like this, this just like this.
It looks
game.
Amazing.
But you don't want to play it for different reasons, though.
No.
Although they are both very hard. The Cuphead is more interesting, though.
Well, I would definitely be more like, I have gone back and played Cuphead.
Totally.
So
yeah.
That's definitely a point above the hunting game.
Mm-hmm. So you would never play this again?
No,
so
it's definitely coming off the Xbox.
So,
were you surprised at how big it was?
Yes, like size wise,
yeah,
totally. But not once I opened it up because then it looked great. And then just seeing like the first time you go to the map screen, you're like, "What the like? Why does it need to be this big?"
Yeah,
like just give me a tiny square so that like the animals can't go that far, and I can't go that far, so it can all happen very quickly. But then you're not really, then just play, go play a shooter.
Well, and why does the world need to be that big? Because it does seem like it's very much the more of the same. I mean, I kept wondering, hey, if I keep going, am I going to somehow change my environment in some dynamic way that's going to make this game not make me want to kill myself?
Well, there's like
it just was all the same.
Yeah, there's like lake areas and some like plateau areas and like foresty areas. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess it's like, I think that just goes back to the realism part. Like forests are gigantic.
Yes.
And you go to the, you know, you're going to be walking, you're 10 kilometers into the forest, you're still just in a forest.
Does this game being on Game Pass add value to you then? Are you happy?
You know what? I like, in terms of the like must play or give it a shot or skip it entirely, I want to say give it a shot.
You would tell your friends to give this game a shot?
Well, like, I don't know about my friends, but...
Your enemies.
my enemies, no, they're playing Disneyland Adventures. No, like, I just feel like there is a lot to like about this game, and I feel like people that have a certain mindset, whether, you know, that mindset is that they are a hunter, or just that they like peaceful, you know, they just want to walk around a forest, but not in real life. You know what? Well, I'm de-selling myself on that recommendation as I'm talking about it. But I feel like it's so well done. I feel so bad saying skip it because I feel like it does do so much so well, and it does what it's trying to do so well. It's just that
the recommendation
for a very fun video
has
game.
To be skip it unless
skip
you're
it.
A hunter.
Skip it. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's really, it's what it all just comes down to. We're playing a game.
Hunting as like an off season. You know,
yeah, we're playing a game that is just, it's a complete genre topic that neither you or I would ever partake in real life.
I might go now.
No, you will not.
I you know, but like, I don't think I could ever shoot an animal. So, but I could like be like, oh, I'm going hunting and then just wander around the forest and say I didn't find anything.
I mean, I could see wanting to go for a walk in the forest more than I would have before, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like good video game stuff. One day we'll get to the good video games on Xbox Game Pass.
Well, when you wanted me to play for the podcast, I was stoked. I was like, this is gonna be fun, because I don't think I give myself enough time to play video games with being an adult and
totally
having to pay for life.
Yeah,
but like, that's like you said at the beginning, Game Pass is cool because you have access to games that you wouldn't have had otherwise. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is awesome. You know, Derek's going to give me a game and I'm going to sit down and play some video games, and I wouldn't have played them otherwise.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have taken the time to do so.
And now you just wish
and
you
now,
hadn't.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, I literally the next morning was like, wow, that was a waste of a night.
And in like developing, like, cause it's like, you know, there's games like, for instance, Forza Horizon 4 would have like, I don't really play driving games aside from like Mario Kart. Like, I would have never played it, never given it a shot. And I put like 20 to 30 hours into it, I think. Like, it was
phenomenal.
So much fun, and it's so gorgeous. Yeah. And it's games like that that were like the whole, like, you know, what else is on here that without Game Pass I wouldn't even look at, but even with Game Pass I wouldn't even, like, maybe I don't think they're for me, so I wouldn't try them out. So just doing this random thing, like, I thought it was going to be like, oh, here's a hidden gem, here's a hidden gem, here's a hidden gem. We're just weeding through the shit first.
Have you found a hidden gem yet?
Well, so last week we played What Remains of Edith Finch, which is one of my favorite games probably ever. But
really?
I have played it before.
Okay.
Yeah. I played it when it looked super interesting to me when it came out. So when it came out, I bought it, and then it got added to Game Pass just a few weeks ago. So although it gave me a reason to go back, and I definitely picked up on some things that I didn't pick up on the first time, and I loved playing it again. But aside from that, I have not overly enjoyed.
No hidden gems yet, because that was more of just an already known.
It's a hidden gem in that it's like a walking simulator game, so it's in a genre a lot of people ignore. But it's a hidden gem for, you know, if somebody plays it because they heard us talking about it, like, you know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it is mostly hidden. It just was not hidden for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I think that's almost it. So why don't we figure out what is next up? It looks like next episode we are playing Viva Pinata.
I mean, the hidden gems are just coming.
Viva Pinata is, I don't know a lot about it. I do know that it's made by Rare. Rare. One of my favorite games last year was Sea of Thieves. Maybe this will be good. It's an Xbox 360 game, so it'll be interesting to see how that differs from some of the stuff we play these days. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the show. So all I want to say is thank you for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for being my friend.
Yeah.
Would you do another one of these?
Yeah, you bet. As bad as that game was, it was still fun to do and play a game that you haven't played before.
And it's fun chatting about it. It's interesting like how similar of an experience we had.
I am actually surprised because you were able to call out all the same stuff I wanted to call out. Like, it was very
similar.
But I feel
like even like we're pretty similar people in a lot of those aspects as well. So
I was dreading coming on the show and being like, I hated it, and you being like, dude, it was phenomenal.
How could you think I would think that? Like,
I don't know.
It's just
because
so boring. I don't like.
Yeah, well,
I like some boring things. I don't like. That's just another level, though.
It was horrible. It was I literally the next morning was like, geez, I can't believe I spent like 3.5-4 hours playing that game, and nothing really happened. Like, that's, I think when you look back at it, that's the most mind blowing.
Like, how many animals do you think you killed in the time you played?
Like, if you count,
ones that you found, not ones that you lost.
Probably like 3 or 4.
I think I got like 8 or 9.
Okay. Well, let me just think about it for a sec. Cause I got maybe like 4 or 5. Cause I was walking the whole time and you know, you just lose so many of them.
Yeah.
But I did get a good range, though. I got like a duck and a rabbit and a deer and a bear.
I didn't even realize you could shoot the ducks.
Yeah. They're hard to shoot because if you get
so
even
small.
Close to the lake, they just take off.
Yeah. And one of the times so I was to, doing my deer call, like the... And then it was... then I heard something so loud and I thought it was definitely a deer right by me. Fucking rabbit walking by. Like, just
it's walking
so slowly. And I'm like, rabbits are silent. Rabbits don't make any noise. This is like, you know, when you're wearing like wired headphones and someone like rattles the cord and it's like the loudest thing in your ears. Like, that is what
that's a rabbit.
That's how they got the rabbit sound for this game.
Yeah, no, it is funny that you managed to pick up on pretty much an identical experience. Mm-hmm. So you just had the horrible aspect of coming back to it numerous times.
At least I found the ATV.
Yeah, so
maybe
was that
that's probably
an
why I killed so many more animals, is that I didn't take as long to get around.
Yeah. So was that just in one of the outposts or something?
In any of the outposts where you go to the place where you can change your gun or your ammo or anything like that, the bottom tab is for like a garage.
Oh.
And it just like summons an ATV there.
Oh.
And totally you can even, there's like several colors you can choose even.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have changed my experience. So
no, probably not. Fine. Yeah, probably not. All right. I think that's pretty much it. So listeners, thank you so much for joining us for another episode. If you have enjoyed what you've heard, we would, as we're just getting things ramping up here, we would love it if you could share the show or subscribe or give us a review on iTunes or any effortless click that you think we are worth. We would really appreciate it. Feedback is always welcome. You can reach me at derek@geekscape.net as well. But we'll be back soon with another episode. We'll be talking about Viva Pinata. Thank you again, John, for joining me.
Thanks so much.
And we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.